Joining us this morning, someone who's put up with us for a little bit while in the past, Chad Groot from Express Employment Professionals. They respect people, impact business. Visit Express Employment Professionals at their office on Abbey Road across from the Lorain County Community College. Chad, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Thank you for coming in and joining us this morning. I mentioned before you went on, talking about how the holiday time when everybody's looking to build up their staffs for the big rush that they hope to have, it is a time for people to sort of get their foot in the door or get some work experience that could lead to full-time jobs, right?
Yes, you're correct. This is an opportunity for individuals getting out there, building their brand with employers, showing their work ethic, and, you know, as the season ends, employers will look at individuals who have performed and took ownership of their roles and possibly consider to keep them on in additional positions.
Right. But at the moment, that usually comes into retail, which sometimes is maybe sometimes built to be sort of entry level, maybe sometimes part-time as well. What about people who are looking to get a good solid career job, as it were? Is December a time to take off because it's the holidays and everybody's doing other things, or is it a time to kind of get in there when it's not as the crowded market for them?
Sure. Well, there's two aspects. A lot of companies do sort of hone down their operations going into the holiday season to retool, to get maintenance done. But there's a lot of companies that hire during this season that are tied to the retail industry, that are shipping products, producing products for the industry. And so they can turn into and lead into full-time gainful employment after the season is over.
We've heard in recent years, Chad, that a number of larger employers in particular would often initiate layoffs, year-end layoffs, but a report this year said that's not really happening. What's your sense of the marketplace?
My sense of the marketplace is employers for the last several years have been struggling to maintain a solid workforce. And so the employees that they do have, they're trying to retain through the season and hold on to them and continue to try to attract talent and build a solid, sustainable workforce and maybe get back into that good habit of succession planning and people development to service their customers and run a healthy organization.
Are there any particular industries now where there is growth, obvious job growth, especially in Lorain County?
I think as I travel Lorain County, there's several industries, several companies that are growing, that are struggling to find good talent and workers. They're small to mid-sized companies, mostly privately held. There's larger organizations that are hiring, but I wouldn't say it's any specific product, any specific industry. There's a need for workers out there in our business community, and Express is working on a pathway to success program to educate and equip job seekers with the skills to work for these employers.
Let's talk about Express Employment Professionals. Start for the worker end.
Sure.
They come into you. What's the process for them getting through?
So to get to
employment.
There's a few avenues to come to Express. One is through our Pathway to Success program, and that's helping individuals that maybe haven't been able to get their feet on the ground and maintain a solid career path, and we help them understand themselves, identify their skill sets, and equip them with some personal skills to get into a job and stay with a job. We also have our standard application process where we do a meaningful interview, we do skills assessments, and then we find job opportunities for that specific individual for their skill set and their availability at that point in time.
And what's the length of that process? Or it just depends on where the person is who comes to you, where they are in that sort of process?
Any individual that comes to us, whether they've been in a career and downsized or want to transition to a different career or they're unemployed, it's about a 45-minute to an hour process when they come in to go through the interview, the assessments, the screenings, and have a discussion about their career path.
Well, let's talk about from the employer end, somebody who's looking for that perfect employee or somebody to fill that role so that they can get on to their job of making their product, doing their business, not having to keep hiring people, training. which can kind of slow down their growth.
Sure. The hiring process, the recruiting process is time-consuming, and it's costly for employers. And many employers haven't invested or don't do that in a healthy way. So as the job seekers are out there applying for open positions, their resume may get looked at. There's a lot of companies that do online applications that are designed to screen out rather than screen in qualified candidates. And so Express has a position in the market to look at every person individually, to help assess their resume, to identify their skill sets, and to present them to companies that they might be a good fit for, and also help that company.
When people are coming through your company, Express Employment Professionals, do you see fresh out of high school? Are they coming off being in the military? Is it somebody who's suddenly their skill is no longer needed in the marketplace? Explain how those kind of all fit into your...
We work with individuals, like you said, coming right out of high school for their first job opportunity, stay-at-home moms that are entering into the workplace, corporate executives that have been downsized and having to redirect their career path, veterans coming out of the military. We work with every individual, and we try to understand where they are at personally and try to help them move in a direction that's suitable for them.
What are those skills that they take away that really are applicable, I guess the interpersonal skills or about themselves rather than their actual physical resume skills? What are the things that you can help them?
Yeah, Express Employment, in our Pathway to Success program, in our interview process, we help individuals look inside themselves and really find out what are the barriers that's holding them back from sustaining or moving in the direction. And a lot of times it's putting them into uncomfortable territory where they're not comfortable going, helping them break down some fear barriers, build confidence, feel empowered to make different decisions. There's a lot of individuals that are good workers that are underemployed out there, and they just don't know how to articulate their skill set and their value to the company.
Chad, once it comes to articulating yourself, what can you do to help prepare someone for that interview should they get that?
Yeah, we do mock interviews with individuals. We help design their resumes so they present themselves in the best light possible. We do a lot of role-playing on workplace interaction, difficult situations to help them overcome. And when we do help somebody get into a job opportunity, we are their advocate. So if there's an issue that they're facing, we ask that they talk to our employment specialist, talk to us to help them navigate through that challenge in a healthy way.
We're coming up on 7:30. Let's say someone's getting ready. This to today they have a job interview. What are some tips you could give them that they could take with them to give them the confidence when they have the interview?
I'll leave with a tip to go into the interview and show the person how you can add value to them and not so much what the company can do for you.
So give it an idea of what make yourself valuable to that company.
Yes.
Is that more a talking of researching the company, talking about them, finding out where you fit, or?
Some researching the company and understanding what skills you bring, what you personally bring to the company, and how that adds value to them and their growth and success.
All right. Don't chew gum. Put away your cell phone. Maybe shine the shoes a little bit. Get a little crease in the clothing. Unless you're in radio, Craig, then you can show up any way you want. And leave the musical tie and socks at home. I got them on today, Craig. We're going to bring those out a little bit later, but you just want to make sure as your company, Express Employment Professionals of Lorain County, talking about being professional. No matter what job you go into it, act very professional, and that comes across. Because besides hiring skills, they're hiring people, and that's really what they look to, I suppose.
Yes.
Well, Chad, if people want to find out more about what you're up to and come visit you, where can they do that and how?
We like to meet people in person, so 992 Abbey Road North in Elyria, directly across from Lorain County Community College, or call us at 440-723-2875, or you can always go to our website at www.expresspros.com/LorainOH.
Have you gone over to Dunkin' Donuts and seen that new peppermint Christmas ice? They've got Christmas donuts over there, right nearby there, huh?
Yes, my midsection doesn't need any more donuts.